This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
Well, is it an interesting social experiment, an intriguing reality TV show, or unnecessary exploitation? That's some of the questions surrounding this season's version of the CBS show Survivor. Here with some perspective is our media expert, Jim Steyer. Now, Jim, have you seen the show yet?
I have. I actually watched the episode, and I would say it's none of the above. It's a desperate attempt to get ratings. That was my reaction to this show. I mean, you know, Mark Burnett, the creator of Survivor, basically is trying to keep this show going. And so they divided the tribes into racial groups. And I actually think you got to think about it, not just in terms of what you or I would think, Manny, right, but also what does an 8-year-old think watching this show? Because kids really watch Survivor. In fact, we did a story on this show not too long ago where we talked about the fact that Survivor is one of the top 5 shows that kids watch. And what is the message to kids when you divide everybody on the lines of sort of racial stereotyping? And that's the issue here.
So do you tell your kids not to watch it, or do you discuss the show with them if they want to watch it?
Well, I mean, ideally you tell them not to watch it. And I was the only member of the Steyer family who actually watched Survivor, and that's because we're going to do the show this weekend. But I think if your kids are going to watch it, you want to watch with them, because you want to talk about the stereotypes that are there. And I understand how you could argue, or Mark Burnett could argue here. We can see here, I guess this is the, you're seeing sort of versions of the different tribes here.
Right.
But it's based on the idea that if you divide people on race, maybe they'll be more competitive, they'll be fighting for their tribe, their race. But the stereotypes involved are really quite troubling to me, actually.
So what do you say to your children? I mean, how do you get into this subject? How do you talk to them about that?
I think you talk about it very honestly, and forget about a PC discussion about race. Okay. Yeah. You talk about what are the messages here. You know, one of our 4 kids is black, so you got to talk about what are the messages that we're seeing here on the screen, and is it stereotyping? Remember, it's not just how it's portrayed on the screen; it's also the way that it's being hyped. And I think in the case of this show, you have an effort, again, it's all based on ratings. This is just an effort to get more folks to tune in to this this year's version of Survivor. But I think you got to talk to your kids about not just what the messages are, but why would you want to frame it this way for an audience? And I think the answer is it's ratings. This is how TV works sometimes. But these are not the messages and images, racial stereotyping, that you want your kids to think about.
Are you afraid that some parents won't be talking to their kids about this?
Sure. I mean, I think that realistically, most shows like this, kids are going to sit there and watch. And again, I watched the first episode. It wasn't a terrible episode. There are no unbelievably stereotyped behaviors on it. But it's the message that there are different characteristics of each race. And I think it is the kind of thing that we would call a teachable moment on media, where you can actually talk to your kids and say, why are they doing this? What are the messages, and why is this something that I don't want you to think about?
So parents really can't make this a positive situation.
I think you have to try to make it a positive situation, and I think, again, this is Survivor saying, how do we keep an audience here? And I think you do have to have a discussion with your kids about it. If they're going to watch it, you got to talk to them about it. You got to talk to them what you like, what you don't like, and why. Most of all, you got to talk about why you don't think this is appropriate, or why you do think it is appropriate. But it's the messages that they're going to take away from this that kids really need to think about.
Well, thank you so much, Jim Steyer.